Iran has seen about 3 million COVID cases out of a population of 85 million. Now the country's starting to get vaccines in stock and people want them, but Iranians are frustrated with how long it's taking. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon from Tehran.
At a lab and vaccination center in central Tehran on a recent morning, Dr. Saeed Reza Pakza displayed boxes of the new Iranian-produced COVID vaccine. It's called Barakat, which can be translated as blessing, and medical centers around the country are waiting for delivery. Pakzad says the Barakat vaccine has cleared trials and been approved by the government. He says it could be a big help in fighting the coronavirus, but he doesn't want to appear over-optimistic.
It has worked very well. It's been very promising. There are not severe side effects, but, well, time will tell.
One study puts Iran's vaccination rate at less than 6%, and Dr. Pakzad says there's a long way to go. But one benefit here in Iran, he says, is that they are not faced with large numbers of people who refuse to take the vaccine, as is the case in parts of the United States.
Yeah, people look at the vaccines as an opportunity. We fortunately do not have the anti-vaxxer groups or people who hesitate to vaccinate because of religious reasons.
But for ordinary Iranians, it's been a frustrating time. Faced with urgent government warnings about the need to get vaccinated, people head to the nearest vaccination center, only to find as often as not that it's closed, or if it's open, there are no vaccine doses available. On a recent morning, Iranians gathered outside a vaccination center in Tehran, only to find it shuttered and locked up. The staff had left large, poster-sized sign-up sheets outside, and people patiently waited to scrawl their names and contact information in hopes of getting an appointment. A man in his 70s named Gudazi agrees to talk if his family name isn't used. He wants to avoid possible retribution for speaking to a reporter. He's retired, and he's already received the first dose of the Chinese Sinopharm vaccine. He's been trying for weeks to get the second dose. He gestures to the crowd.
The people you see here over 70, they are valuable people. In their youth, they were the ones who made the revolution happen. And now, 42 years later, they are in such difficulty that they cannot even be vaccinated by this government. I am deeply sorry. For myself and for this government that doesn't appreciate and respect this nation.
Gudazi shares a widespread belief here that well-connected officials and their families and friends have been taken care of with the best Western-produced vaccines, while ordinary Iranians are left to fend for themselves. Dr. Essen Alavian works at a lab in central Tehran. He says when the pandemic first hit, Iran, like many countries, was scrambling to get testing and other facilities in gear and up to speed. That, he says, wasn't easy at first.
We didn't have protective measures at the beginning for health personnel. Things like masks, shields, gowns, and other protective measures to defeat a respiratory infection.
But over time, he says, Iran began to produce the necessary equipment and testing kits, and they've been able to increase production of oxygen equipment. Alavian says sanctions did inhibit their ability to import vaccines, though they managed to get some from Russia and China. U.S. sanctions over issues such as human rights, support for militants in the region, and Iran's nuclear program don't target food or medical items, but Iranians say transactions are still extremely hard to complete. One question on many minds is whether Iran has gotten control of the pandemic, or if another wave is coming. Back at his government lab, Dr. Saeed Reza Pakzad said he'd like to think Iran has passed the worst, but he's not counting on that.
Well, we hope the situation will get better, but maybe another wave is yet expected because not many people have been vaccinated.
Now Iranians are waiting to see if the government's latest timeline, that the vaccination program will kick into a higher gear this fall, becomes a reality. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tehran.